In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm Father Celso, and we're continuing with the three appeals, and now we are on Luis's appeal. We've already done our Lord's appeal, our Lady's appeal, and now we hear from Luisa. She begins, "My sweet Jesus, I am here in your arms to ask your help." So we see Luisa depending on Jesus 100%. She knows she can't do this, and she always goes to Jesus. She always says, "I'm in your arms. I need your help. You have to do this." And then she says, "Ah, you know the anguish of my soul, how my heart bleeds." So here we see the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Jesus' appeal. We hear the Our Lady's appeal, and we see her Immaculate Heart. And now we are looking at the heart of Luisa, and her heart also is bleeding. And she says, "My great repugnance in making known everything, all that which you have told me about your most holy volition." So what's happening here, what's happening here is this repugnance that Luisa has. This is so intimate with Jesus. These writings are so personal that she, Luisa, a very humble, very beautiful soul, does not want to say anything. And she doesn't want to put down on paper, but her spiritual director, under the sin of obedience, if she does not do this, she will go to hell. This is what her spiritual director said to her. "You must put down on paper what Jesus is telling you," because the spiritual director saw that this was for all the world. So this is why she says, "My great repugnance in making known all that you have told me about your most holy divine will." This was intimate with her and Jesus. She wanted it secret. So she says, obedience imposes herself. The obedience to her spiritual director to write says, "I have to obey." But Jesus says, "You want it. And although I shall be crushed, I am constrained by a supreme force to accomplish the sacrifice." So she says, this is going to, in her humility, in her littleness, in her nothingness, she says, I'm going to be crushed by this, but I am constrained to be obedient. I'm constrained, she says, with a supreme force to sacrifice what she has to do. And that is to put down on paper this intimacy with Jesus. She says this, "But remember, O my Jesus, that you yourself have called me, Luisa, the little newborn of your most holy divine will." So she recognizes that this intimacy that Jesus has with her has a title. And this title is on her tombstone, the little newborn of the most holy divine will, the little daughter of the divine will. So she says, as a newborn hardly knows how to stammer, hardly knows how to speak. Therefore, she says to Jesus, "What shall I do?" She says, "I'm little. I'm nothing. I can scarcely stammer about your holy divine will. I can scarcely begin to speak about this great gift of the divine will." She says, "You, Lord, you have to do all the rest." So she puts this whole writing of the Book of Heaven into Jesus' hands. It's not about Luisa. It's all about Jesus. And she says to Jesus, "You have to do this." She says, "Therefore," "you will do all the rest." She says, "Will you not do this, O my Jesus?" So she's depending on Jesus 100% to write what we are now going to hear. Jesus is helping her to put down on paper her innermost thoughts, her innermost desires, her innermost hope. She says, "Rather grant that I, Louisa, may disappear completely." She doesn't want to be seen. She doesn't want to be known. She says, "I want you, Jesus, to be known. I want your mother to be known. Let it be your will, which with divine and indelible letters dips the pen in that eternal sun, and with golden letters writes the concepts, writes the effects, writes the value, writes the power of the supreme will, and how the soul that lives in the divine will, living as its center, the divine will center, is then ennobled, is divinized, is deposed in its natural remains, and returns to its beginning." This is the royal garments that Adam lost. Returns back to its beginning, triumph over all its miseries, all its worries, its fears, its anxieties, its complaints, its negativities, its sin, and regains the original state. What's the original state? To be in God's image and likeness. And then she says this, beautiful. That was our original state. Pure. That's our original state. All ordered towards its God, its creator. It came as it came forth from God's creative hands. As God breathed into the dust, and out of the dust came the image and likeness of God, this is what the divine will is going to do. Bring us back to where we were before the fall. This is glorious. This is magnificent. That God is going to show us the way and the how God is going to do this. So she says to Jesus, "Jesus, you write on this paper. You write the long history of your divine will. Your pain in seeing yourself driven back by the creatures into the celestial regions." Okay. So the pain of Christ crucified, the suffering that he went through, brought everyone back to heaven, is bringing everyone back to the Eden, everyone back to paradise. This is what's coming. "And as a son on high, although rejected," see, this is Jesus. This is the book from the Vatican, the son of the most divine will, the son of the divine will. "As the son on high, although rejected, you, Jesus, dart your rays over all human generations," after everyone, from Adam to the last person. "You, Jesus, want to come down to reign in our midst." This is what's happening. "And therefore, you, Jesus, send the rays of your size." Jesus wants this. "Your groanings," this Jesus wants this. "Your tears," Jesus wants this. "Of your intense and eternal pain in seeing yourself exiled in the union of your will, as it were broken off from the human creature." So here, the will of God, how we were created, the divine will of God, was broken off by Adam. So Jesus comes to earth, Mary comes to earth as the new Adam and the new Eve. Why? So that the kingdom can be reestablished on earth as it is in heaven. This is where we are. So he says, it's as if the divine will was broken off of Jesus, broken off of God. We're supposed to be one with God, fused with God. "Therefore, you, Jesus, are waiting for us, them, to call you, come divine will, into their midst. Come divine will on earth as it is in heaven." This is the fulfillment of the only prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. To receive you, Jesus, as triumphant king, and Mary as triumphant queen. To make you, Jesus and Mary, reign on earth as in heaven. This is what's coming for mankind. It's a whole new beginning. So let's go over this again. Jesus is waiting for us who pray the Our Father. Why? As we pray the Our Father, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We're calling the kingdom down on earth. Now, this is the most beautiful thing, that this gift of the divine will, Jesus says, we're going to receive Jesus as our triumphant king. This is the reason why the cause of Luisa Picaretta began on the feast of Christ the King. It was planned by God. This great celebration of the feast of Christ the King is going to be a worldwide celebration of the triumphant king reigning on earth as it is in heaven. This is going to be beautiful. This is not Jesus coming back to earth to live on earth, but the Holy Church is going to be magnified. Everyone will become Catholic. The Jews, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants, the atheists, are going to recognize this abundant truth that's coming upon the earth. What is coming is so spectacular. What is coming is so magnificent. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. This is what Jesus has told us. This is what Jesus has got us ready for. So he says this. This is Luisa's prayer. Descend, O Supreme Volition. And then she says about herself, I am she who first calls you. So we're linking ourselves with Luisa to call the supreme will on earth as it is in heaven. And what do we say? We echo Luisa's prayer. Come to reign upon earth, you who created all of mankind, so that mankind not only does your will, as the saints have done, which he, ungrateful, broke by rebelling against you. This is what Adam did. Come to retie anew all over again. This is all going to happen. This human will to yourself, the human will not be separated from God anymore. In order to have heaven and earth be one again, that all may be reordered in you, Lord God. So what's coming is a brand new beginning. Now, this is what's very, very interesting. When this happens, everyone will be Catholic. Everyone will see to begin this life, you have to be baptized. So in baptism, we are in God's image. To enter into God's likeness, Jesus says, I'm going to give you the book of heaven. And that's what he gave to Luisa. When we read the book of heaven, it magnifies, it helps us understand sacred scripture. It makes us understand our dogma and doctrine. What happens? See, the three powers that God gave us, our intellect, our memory, and our will, what God is doing now is we're seeing things from a divine perspective. Our intellect is being corrected to go back to where it was before the fall. Our memory becomes of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And then our human will, we surrender it to live in God's holy divine will. So what happens here is this. We use our free will to choose. Do I want to live in God's holy divine will to be peaceful, joyful, and happy? Or do I want to live in my human will, where there's worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin? Jesus is saying to us, let this begin. This new abundant life begin. He says, this is how Adam lived before the fall. And that's what God now wants with us. So we'll end there with a blessing. May the blessing of Almighty God come upon us all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.